of these in our deliberations.
I will very smoothly start from these points made by Valerie. Thank you very much, colleagues. There was a question from Chad about the role of UNCTAD and states in cooperating or conversing together. Traditionally, UNCTAD always advocated a very systemic approach to development, and now it becomes even more salient, especially in light of the presentations we heard in the morning, but also in light of the very specific examples of how there are, in fact, several regimes of energy transitions suitable for specific regions, contexts, energy mixes, and therefore required policy mix that needs to address. And that includes not only technological, not only investment, but also financial, job creation, monitoring, financial sustainability, and policy cooperation on monitoring and data. So I think there is even more work to be done by institutions like UNCTAD and by you, the states, or experts from states, where we share experience, but most also crucially, access to specific, concrete financial data, technological data, examples of how to use and mobilize capital, waste, and various energy policies. In light of this, may I ask a general question to all the speakers at this panel? We understood earlier from our speakers today that there are various nuances to how we prepare for shocks, how we anticipate problems and challenges in energy transitions, and what specific macroeconomic, financial, and fiscal challenges are there for fossil fuel-dependent countries. But looking at the challenges from a sectorial perspective, what would you say are the concrete examples maybe of policy approaches or policy mixes that or combination of policies with technological and financial or investment and regulatory regimes that you can perhaps share with us? Thank you. May I start with Mohammed?
Écoutez,